This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kevin Berhaney in the studios here today, Friday afternoon. You were at your retreat. What is this thing officially called?
It's called the White House Jesuit Retreat. It is a beautiful facility in southern South St. Louis, and it's about 65 acres on the bluffs of the Mississippi River. Overlooks the river. It's just spectacular. It's been there celebrating its 100th year in 2022.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a remarkable place. It started out for the longest time just being a men's retreat, and it's now turned into there are certain weekends set aside for women as well.
Well, getting into the whole century.
Yeah. Well, they even have couples retreats, but
wow.
Primarily it was known for men to go down there. There's about 90 spaces, beautiful facilities, and the men would go down there and they would rest. They'd strengthen the relationship between themselves and God, and it's kind of mental tune-up every year of just, you know, getting away from a busy, noisy life to kind of get recharged and back in touch with your spiritual life.
Okay, now you're not supposed to talk.
No, you're not.
And you're certainly not supposed to be using your phone.
Well, it's not a rule, but they ask you not to.
Okay, it's a suggestion.
You know, I just got off retreat, so I can't sit here and tell anything but the truth. But I've got one of the largest groups that goes down there now. There's about 65 of us in this particular place this particular year, because they're doing some remodeling. 75 spaces. We made up 65 of them. So, and I think my guys go down, and we are very good about the silence, till about 9:30 at night. And that's when everything's over, and the events for the day is over. And so we go down to the basement of one of the dormitories, and we chat, and we have a glass of wine or beer, and we just visit. And there's a camaraderie of men that you have once a year, and then you all scatter and you don't see each other sometimes for the whole year. But I've been doing it for 42 years, Brian, and I've been there with guys that have been there 35 years and more. But it's a commitment that is very important for a lot of men just to get re in touch with their spiritual life.
Why? I would imagine today this is more important than it was even 10 or 15 years ago, just with the way we are plugged in. And I know you're not as much as some, but you have guys that go down that are, you know, social media. I mean, we're just plugged in 24/7. I mean, we never get away from it.
You know, it might be because of this that I'm not. I'm not plugged in as much as most people are on social media, by a conscious choice. I mean, I do have a Facebook page, but I never check it. I have in case I need it. I don't even have a picture on it. I don't want it. I do Instagram, and I don't tweet or any of that. My wife and my kids do. But I consciously don't do it because it's a distraction I just don't want. And it's not that I don't know how. And I can do everything else technically. I've got a iPhone 13. You know, I'm in touch with technology. I just, certain technologies. And, you know, it's interesting. And I actually had a conversation with a priest about this. But I think secularism is becoming a majority in this country as opposed to spiritual life. And I think that's a bad direction. I think there's an important balance of life that people need by having spirituality, that not everything is scientific and not everything has an answer.
Okay, so why do you think that is? I mean, why do you think that America is moving away from organized religion? Because I agree with you. And most data that you look at would suggest, particularly amongst the young, they're not finding their value system within an organized church. Why is that?
Well, it has to do with parenting. And I think there's less parents that go to church than there used to be, and then kids follow suit with that. But I also think it's, some of it has to do with prosperity and affluence. If you look at the countries that aren't as affluent, the spirituality is runs rampant. The more people make it and get financially comfortable, I don't know, I guess then they think they do it all. They didn't have any spiritual help at all. And it's them that figured it all out, and they don't need God anymore. I think that's part of it. And then I also think there have been a lot of mistakes made in churches.
Sure.
And I think there are a lot of churches that capitalize on people's emotions. And, you know, the Catholic Church has had its horrible scandals, and they've had to regroup and recreate themselves because of those horrible mistakes. And that turns people off. I've seen it within my own church, and it should turn people off. But, you know, we're made up of human beings, and the church, my church, is bigger than the human beings. And it's, you know, my faith is based on a supernatural belief in a Holy Spirit. And that's hard to understand, and it's hard to get your arms around until you work on it, and then you see it.
Interesting stuff. Well, I'm glad you're back and rested, and you didn't break too many rules down there. They do a teen version of this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
High school kids do this.
Well, the White House retreat is primarily for adults, 18 and primarily for adults. I started going when I was in my early 20s with my father. My son and son-in-law's all going. Michael's been going probably since he's been in college. That's usually when you start at the White House. But the high schools within themselves, like St. Teresa, Nick, you know this, they have a Crecio and things like that, which is more designed for the younger minds and a little bit more interesting in their world as opposed to what's going on with teenagers as opposed to adults.
Yeah, there was something called TAC. Am I
wrong? Yeah, TAC is another one.
What is that?
What these texts and Crecio and there's another one, Gift, they're well thought of to where you have adult chaperones kind of monitoring the curriculum that goes on. And then you have a leader that's an adult that puts the curriculum together. But then the adults kind of step aside and let the kids lead. And they're usually hand-chosen leaders within the classes, mature, that help guide the other teenagers through a series of exercises to tap into what's going on in their teenage life and how to deal with some of the pressures, whether it's bullying, drugs, or just trying to get in touch with God. But it is all Christian based. So the whole theme around what they do is to help solve your problems with your spiritual life.
All right. We have a lot to get to here today, including a recap of what happened on Friday afternoon at the Oasis Day and Resource Center, which we'll get to on the other side of the break. And I've got a ton of stuff. Man, did I watch some great stuff between Friday morning and today. I don't know if anybody else did, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction was on Saturday night on HBO. They did their annual broadcast, 3.5 hours. It was
who's the big recipients?
Tina Turner, the Foo Fighters, and Dave Grohl, Jay-Z, LL Cool J, Carole King. It was a very eclectic group, and I'll give you all of the takeaways. You can watch it on HBO. They did a jam session, which was back for the first time since 2019, and the Foo Fighters and Paul McCartney did Get Back, and it was really good.
Wow. Yeah, that's big.
Paul McCartney introduced or did the introduction of the Foo Fighters, and it was crazy because Paul McCartney laid out the fact that Paul and Dave Grohl have so much in common. And you really wouldn't maybe put all those pieces together, how they were in a band that was bigger than anything and how in a very short time that band went away and then they reinvented themselves and got a new band and a new career and new things. It was really, really good. Paul McCartney is what, nearing 80?
Yeah, he He's the youngest 80-year-old you're ever going to see, though, right?
Yeah. His voice isn't that great anymore. I mean, you know, he's just like Sinatra, like anybody, you know, at the end. But there was such a great, when they did that Get Back, because Billy Preston was also honored in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So
the fifth Beatle.
Yeah. So that song, you know, took on even more importance. But the performance of the night, not even close, was Christina Aguilera, who I haven't even seen in years, who in a recognition of Tina Turner did a song that just blew the doors off of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. What a voice.
Oh, I bet. And Tina Turner is sensational.
Oh.
I mean, what a career.
Yes.
Did you watch her documentary?
Yes, absolutely did.
Now, one other question. What about Carole King?
The other question will be answered on the other side of the break. Carole King, yes.
Is James Taylor there?
No.
I'm surprised. I would have thought he would have inducted her.
Taylor Swift, I think, was the one who did the introduction of her as a trailblazer and a pace setter for women and women artists, way, way, way back, even to this day. And so there was a lot of great stuff. We'll give you that. A great documentary about Dean Martin that you will want to see. Plus, I thought King Richard was unbelievable. I watched that, and Will Smith's performance in that is maybe the best thing I've seen him do in a very, very long time.
Yeah, I want to see it. I haven't seen Will Smith for a long time.
It bombed at the box office over the weekend, but it's also available on, you can get it online. It's HBO, right?
HBO Max.
Yeah. It's really, really good. Really good. And it's got a heart and a soul to it while dealing with the imperfections and all of that. But you can tell that the daughters, that Serena and Venus Williams, you know, were attached to this project. It's just one of those kind of movies. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Where you just root for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know about it.
Yeah. Really, really good. All right. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 38, and tonight clear with a low around 23. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 48, and Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 54. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 27 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:23.
Now Decatur.com is your best source for local news, sports, weather, and information pertaining to Decatur and Macon County. Miss a show? Full podcasts of Byers & Company, the 5 o'clock shows, and local sports play-by-play can be found in the podcast section of Now Decatur. While you're there, sign up for the refresh. The best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox. You can also download the Now and sign up for text all at NowDecatur.com.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable, along with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80+ Untuck It stores. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday morning. We are in the midst of Thanksgiving week, as hard as that is to believe. And Friday afternoon, friends and family and past co-workers of Nancy Rude gathered at the Oasis Day and Resource Center for the Nancy Rude Memorial Courtyard dedication. You know, Kevin, it is amazing to me. Jeff Mueller put this thing together, and you know what we both think of Jeff and clearly what we thought of of Nancy. There was a newspaper article that they had out and put out there, and it's been 20 years since you spearheaded that fundraising effort to move the Oasis from Water Street to its current location on Cerro Gordo. That's almost impossible for me to believe.
Yeah, we did your radio show all 3 hours from down there. And That's really what got it over the top. We had to raise like $350,000. And the next day after the radio show, and it was talked about in the newspaper, and Mr. McGee did such a great job of putting...
Dennis McGee, who was the photographer there at the time for the Herald Review. Yes.
He did a great job, too. So between your radio show and his spread in the newspaper, Claudia Madden called us up and said, Mr. Andrews wants to finish. We're still $125,000 short, and he wrote a check for $125,000. And so... $350,000 was raised to move it from that crickety Water Street location to that really nice, very humane location on Surigoto.
20 years ago, I really struggled to grasp that. I am amazed when you think about the time that has passed. We had like 3 weeks of tragedy. In this community, starting with Mayor McElroy, you know, who died on a Friday morning. Nancy died exactly, you know, 1 week later. And then we had another loss. It was like just a devastating time. I believe that's been 6 years ago.
No, but I really commend what Jeff Mueller did on Friday. I was on retreat, so I couldn't be there. But you sent me pictures, and I appreciate it. Jeff understood the significance of Rude, and she is a... is very much as much of an icon in what she did in this community as was what he did in his mayor capacity. And you can't let those people be forgotten because they are inspiration for future leaders. They need their legacies to live on. And I did by having a garden and a plaque put out there in her name. It was really important and really smart.
Yeah, it was amazing to me. You know, they put there's a local church, and I am falling down on the job right now because I cannot remember which church it was. Jeff's going to be with us Wednesday morning just to tell you about how you could, if you want to do something for the holidays, how you can support their efforts down there. I mean things like socks. I mean, stuff that is so basic to most people and so important to them. And I'll be able to thank these folks properly, but they built picnic tables and umbrellas, and there's a rock garden, and there's a chair that was decorated by Nancy herself. And I'm always Sarah Pritz, who is her daughter, who has, you know, been on this show a number of times, was there,
beautiful,
and her stepdad. And they had a very nice plaque that literally had the quote from Emily Dickinson, that it will never come again is what makes life so sweet, which I thought was the epitome of Nancy. I remember like yesterday going to her funeral.
Oh, sad. It was very sad. I mean, she was so young. I mean, she died way too early in life, stricken with cancer. And, you know, Jeff's battling the same thing. And these people get up every morning. And I used to think they had they did all the hard work, and our job was easy, just to write checks and give them support. And she stopped me when I tried to use that pitch on some of my friends in raising money and said, Kevin, quit saying that my job is the hard job and ours is the easy, because I love what I do. I love walking in here every morning and being with these folks and serving them. And she's such an inspiration, and Jeff is exactly the same way.
Absolutely. And we'll explain that connection, because she got Jeff straight, which is the crazy thing. We'll talk about more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The State Department of Public Health is joining the FDA in recommending a COVID-19 booster shot for all adults. There's been a 25% increase in new cases over the past week in Illinois, and all but 8 counties are still considered at high risk for transmission of the virus, says Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike. Ezike says those 18 and over should get the booster 6 months after the Pfizer shots and 2 months after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It should be available at your local health department, pharmacy, or doctor's office. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update, there have been 68 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County, bringing the total number of COVID-19 cases to 16,281 since the start of the pandemic locally. The number of hospitalizations is now 19. Rhonda Williams of Decatur, an entrance attendant at Decatur Memorial Hospital, is the nonprofit hospital's colleague of the month for October. Williams has worked at Decatur Memorial Hospital for a little more than 1 year and has already made a positive impact on the lives of coworkers, patients, and visitors. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. The joy of the holidays shattered in an instant. We were just sitting enjoying the parade, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, there was a red Ford Escape that had come by at a pretty high rate of speed.
That man in Waukesha, Wisconsin, police say the SUV plowed into a Christmas parade yesterday, killing at least five and injuring more than 40.
Video shows the car smashed through the barricades towards the festivities. An officer opened fire at the vehicle in an attempt to stop it.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. In nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin, another protest to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict.
We know what injustice looks like.
Rittenhouse was acquitted of shooting three men, killing two during riots last year. He spoke to Fox's Tucker Carlson. The interview airs at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News Channel. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just... Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 38. And tonight, clear with a low around 23. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 48, and Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 27 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. It's Thanksgiving week. That is almost impossible for me to believe.
You know, we have a big Thanksgiving lunch tomorrow at the Civic Center. That's always a big event.
Well, it didn't happen last year because of COVID.
First time in how many years?
Oh, well... 60, 70 years, you know, whatever it's been. Tom Brinkhotter was on with us on Friday. He's the chairman of the board of the chamber.
Well, he's done a lot, hasn't he?
Yeah. And they, you know, they struggled with this. You know, do we have it? Do we not have it? They're asking everyone, look, if you don't feel well, don't come. Wear a mask, except when you're... The good news about the event, I'm really kind of getting tired of apologizing about doing things because... there are a whole bunch of people out there that have done their part in this. Vaccinated, boosted, you know, when do we get back to our lives? And it's tough because a whole bunch of people haven't been. But they're, you know, the great thing is about this particular event with the chamber, I mean, you're usually sitting at a table with the people that you work on a day basis anyway.
True.
I mean, it's your office.
Yeah, it's our office. Like at our tables, our entire office.
Yeah.
And... I don't know, the Civic Center is still a building, but it's wide open.
They're spreading it out, and they're asking people to do the right thing. But yes, we'll be there tomorrow.
And, it's a really good event for the community, just to get to see each other again. When the Chamber had their annual meeting out at the airport in the big hangar, there was just some energy there that you just hadn't seen in a long time because everybody is seeing each other again. And, you know, the business community... normally you see each other four, five, six times a year at different events, and it's been a year and a half. So it was really great to see everybody still doing okay.
Yeah, we'll see that tomorrow. And former police chief Jim Getz will be the featured speaker.
About that.
Absolutely. So back to Friday. So we're at Oasis. You can see the photos and story up on NowDecatur.com or our social media in honor of Nancy Rood. And when you think about being thankful for things, I can't imagine a transition more when you think about from Nancy to Jeff Mueller, and you think about Mueller, who had a six-figure job and a life, and then addiction and horrible conditions in his life, and he ends up at OAN. So 20 years ago, we helped raise the money to put that new together, right? And since then, we've had to do a couple of other efforts, including Senator Andy Menar, who really came to the table for them and saved the day. In that time frame, Jeff Mueller ended up through those doors of Oasis, and Nancy was the person who got him to the men's shelter at the Salvation Army. And he left the men's shelter with a garbage bag of possessions and dedicated his life because of Nancy. I mean, when you think about all of the timeline of that and all of the, I don't even know what to call it, but it sitting there Friday, and I know it would have hit you the exact way, it was just staggering to me. I mean, you know, the timeline of the people that enter our lives and the people that make a difference and the people that matter and change someone's life, and then they in turn change thousands of lives. It was unbelievable to me.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at Jeff, maybe even Nancy, but Jeff for sure is evidence that even when you have low times in your life, and you couldn't get any lower than what Jeff had, he had it made and then he lost it all. And then he brought it back. You can be fixed, but you need help. And, you know, going back to my conversation before about faith, I think, and Jeff's first to tell you that pride and selfishness and took over in his life. He lost his wife. He lost his kids. He lost his job. He lost almost his own life physically, and drugs were a part of that. And he went to the Salvation Army where he had nowhere else to go, thanks to Nancy, because I guess she was the one that steered him there. And now look at him. He's out there saving these exact type of people that are having these substance issues. And, you know, another thing I want to get off my chest is Howard Buffett, what he's done with that opioid center. That's a solution to the problem with some of these folks at the Oasis. Without an opioid center, there's nowhere for Jeff and Nancy to get that kind of help in Illinois anymore. And so we got it right here in Decatur, thanks to Howard Buffett. But people just love to be envious and jealous of Howard's good fortunes, who he shares with this community time and time again. And there's a substantive example.
There's no doubt. Anyway, it was. And by the way, there's a side conversation in and around what you just said and mentioned. I will only say to you, I don't know if the Howard Buffett Foundation will be done with Decatur. I wouldn't blame him if he was.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. But I would tell you that there is so much awful behavior out there, whether it's political, whether it's I'm just mad at the world, I hate everything, where it's I can't ever be grateful for anything, or I'm going to always tell other people what they need to do with their money. There's so much of that that I wouldn't blame him. We'll see. I'm not suggesting anything. I don't have any firsthand knowledge of any of that. I'm just saying if I were him, I'd say...
Well, I got a suggestion. I'm going to do my Jim Getz impersonation.
Jim Getz doesn't have all of that much of a voice that would. I'm sitting here trying to hear Jim Getz in my head, so I don't know whether this will be good or bad.
Well, I'm not going to imitate his sound, but okay. I'm going to imitate his passion, because when he, before he retired from the police department, he let his voice known about the silent majority needs to speak up. With regards to police support, when the police beat over the head with defunding them and police reform, taking away qualified immunity, all those issues are on the front burner now. And he came on to defend them, and he was stimulated to do that because of Chris Oberheim's murder over in Champaign. And he challenged people on the radio. When's the silent majority going to speak up and back the police? Well, I would say let's do the same thing for Howard. I know because people I talk to on a daily basis are amazed at what Mr. Buffett has done for this community. Well, speak up. You know, don't let these knuckleheads that love to jump on social media and voice their opinion when they have no clue of what damage they're doing.
Well, I'm not going to give those people any more credence. I will tell you that there is a new board and a new leader of that board that's over this whole thing about state training. They wanted this guy gone. They got fired. He would not leave, you know, when they tried to sort of push him out, and they found a way to get him out.
And, that's expensive.
But the guy, to his credit, all the way out the door said, I didn't do anything wrong. I clearly, you know, everything
didn't
about
do anything
this.
Wrong.
Well, there's this whole timeline of there's this $10,000 check 3 hours after. That check was never even cashed. And there's a ton that I don't even want to get into because it just gives it credence or gives it credibility that it doesn't deserve. This thing, like everything in the state of Illinois, is political and has very little to do with Howard.
What people need to understand about Howard, you know better than anybody, but I've had a taste of it too. We've met with Howard. First of all, when you and I got involved with getting to meet with Howard, he was so involved in international affairs, in feeding children in Africa. You would have movie stars flying to Decatur for their causes to lobby Howard to help them with whatever they thought was important, all the way to U2 and those guys and Ben Affleck. And then all of a sudden he was curious about what can I do around here. And when he got engaged from the Salvation Army to the Devon Amphitheater to the Opioid Center to the Training Center, Howard put major investments in this community for no other reason other than it was solving problems.
Here's the only last thing I will say about this. And once again, I have not talked about it on the air just simply because it doesn't deserve. There's the sheriff of Cook County, right? The largest county in the state of Illinois, and it's not even close, would not qualify had he not been grandfathered in under these new laws to be sheriff of Cook County. He's a lawyer. He didn't go through any of the training. All the same things that they're saying about this exemption, the sheriff of Cook County, Tom Dart, would not be allowed to be sheriff.
Yeah, such a double standard.
Well, no, I'm just saying when you roll this out here,
it's political.
It is political. It has been political. I'm just saying the bad thing is everyone wanted to go, oh, he did this thing wrong, when that wasn't even what it was about. The whole thing was they wanted to get rid of this guy who adamantly denied doing anything wrong all the way out the door. This was their reason to get him out the door. I mean, it didn't even really have anything to do with Howard.
My point is this community, Macon County, needs to rally around our Howard Buffett. We need to let him know. You know what? I don't care how powerful people think someone is. Words hurt.
No.
And words really hurt.
The one thing we are famous for as people, and I was going to say in this country or this city, but I think it's universal, is that we talk about people like they are something that's elevated above beyond being just a human being. And I guarantee you, whether he would ever admit it or not, or ever have action or not, or ever acknowledge this or not, he is a human being.
A good human being.
Yes.
A great human being.
And everything he does, if you know him, and unfortunately most of the people doing this have never even met the guy, is a heart of gold and out of a wanting to solve problems. There have been countless times where there are things that have happened over and over and over and over and over in this community that no one will ever even know about. There were kids pulled over for speeding that ended up with college scholarships.
I believe that. You know,
he's a problem solver. If you watch the documentary that was done about building the Community Cares campus, where he would not give up, and I will tell you, we had one of these young men who was going through treatment and having some issues, and he worked for us for a time as kind of an intern. And there is not a day that goes by where I have a conversation for Howard where that young man's name does not come up about what can we continue to do to try to help him.
You know, it's kind of funny. I remember when we were talking to him about the amphitheater and when the state dropped the ball on the funds that they promised the Park District, we had to convince him why that was a good thing to do, because he much rather work on things like opioid centers, not fluff things like
treatment. I think you should say opioid treatment centers, because there were plenty of people that thought that was some sort of profit move for him. I mean, the geniuses on social media, it would be funny if it weren't so voluminous, right? I mean, it would be like if everybody just goes, what an idiot. You know, it'd be one thing, but it's like the buy-in on the buy-in on the buy-in. Just, it's a hideous place.
Do you remember when Kitty McCartney was judge?
Yeah.
Took on a cause. And she went around to all the service groups because of her state involvement. We're putting the wrong people in jail. These people that I'm putting in jail because there's nowhere else to put them really needs to go into a treatment facility. A jail is not where they need to be. They're not criminals. They have an addiction problem.
They have a health issue, yes.
Right. And this is from, and she'd beat that drum and beat that drum and make the best intellectual argument a person could do it. Howard comes along, becomes sheriff, sees it firsthand, understands it firsthand because he's sheriff. And he's saying, jail's not the place for these people. He solved the problem. He came to the rescue and to see the convergence of Judge McCarthy's passion turn into a resolved issue because we had the resources through a man like Howard Buffett. Is a remarkable thing that a huge problem is getting solved. They don't even know where to start because they didn't have the resource. Howard didn't have to do that because sent his money to Africa.
And the idea, you know, we all heard, you know, after that was announced, I can remember sitting there, there was a tent and a stage of people, and it was at the sort of the groundbreaking, you know, when that campus was going to be built. And I heard from people that I know and respect and like, oh, this is going to just bring a bunch of bad element to town. You know, I mean, there was this sort of idea like in this denial that we don't have this issue. We reached the all-time high in this country this past year of overdose deaths, all-time high. Fentanyl is in everything. There are people out there, if you talk to Tanya, if you talk to people who are in the know, that think they're doing one drug and don't realize they're doing other, and end up, it's just a constant situation. And to get the experience that anyone in this community can get there would cost you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month to go to Arizona or one of these places that they've created for the people with wealth and affluence
that can afford it.
Yes.
And now, and then, you know, you just see the other remarkable people that then become a part of a project like that, like Tanya Andrix and what she's done to facilitate Kitty's and Howard's dream.
Yeah. Absolutely. By the way, I was at Crossing to get my booster shot on Friday, went online and made an appointment. And they're just so, I mean, they're the opposite of bureaucracy, which sounds crazy, right? Because they're funded, you know, by the federal government. They're an agency that could have all the bureaucracy in the world, but they're just not run that way at all. I mean, they are so efficient in how they do everything there.
I think it starts with the leadership.
Well, it absolutely does. But I'm saying where you would go have an experience over here and go, oh, my God, what a boondoggle. You go there, and it is literally just as efficient as possible. And they couldn't have been nicer. I didn't even feel the needle this time at all. Now, I had a little bit of soreness in my arm. I screwed up. They asked me, like, are you right-handed or left-handed? And I said, I'm right-handed. somehow I ended up telling them to give me the shot in the left arm, and I'm not quite sure what happened. That was my fault. So it was sore for a couple of days.
They don't want to put it in your dominant arm because you use it so
much. No, they do want to put it in your dominant arm because it breaks it up. See, I was under the same impression you were. And so I think I've been doing this wrong the whole time. The arm you use the most, it's best to get in because you use it the most, if that makes any sense. So I felt a little, for the first time, two vaccinations and a booster, a little puny on, was the word you used, which I thought was exactly right, on Saturday, just a bit, not terrible, just sort of a little tired, maybe 90%.
You know what Dale told me to do that I never knew about, and maybe it has just to do with vaccines, but when you get one of those shots, he says three times a day, rub your arm where you got that shot and move that around. And I guess it maybe the reason why it soars, it kind of settles in that area.
Yeah, that's why you use your dominant arm rather than the other way around. But I totally screwed that up. Anyway, great. They were just super. We're in and out. You know, you sit and you wait for your 15 minutes and you're good to go.
Yeah, and I'll also compliment Dale's.
You went out to Kohl's.
I've used both. I mean, the Crossings is wonderful, but Dale's right up the street, is 30 seconds from my house, Kohl's Corner. And on Wednesdays, they do it, and it's very organized. You can sign up for appointments, and they move you right through, and it's just so convenient and such a service. Great, great organizations.
No doubt about it. And worthy of your support, as is the Oasis. And Jeff's going to be with us Wednesday as we head into Thanksgiving. What do you have to be thankful for? Thankful you have a home. Thankful you have
a life,
resources in your life. And then the difference you can make by giving to an organization like Oasis.
Yeah, we do a fun thing every year. My kids, ever since they were little, we go to Sam's. And I know that everybody buys them all these practical products. And so I, being the contrarian sometimes, let's buy nothing but junk food. So we buy all the things you love to have, like, you know, peanut butter crackers and
candy. Are like a diabetes super spreader.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's why I have diabetes.
I know. But you're right, though. Here's a personal story. Kevin was taking my dad like milkshakes and all the stuff like my dad should not have absolutely had anything to do with. But he understood, you know, at the end of your life, there's joy in small moments, and the stuff that you would worry about long term isn't necessarily the stuff that you should worry about short term, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so I completely understand. So you load up the car and you take down there a bunch of great stuff. I mean, literally, people who are at the Oasis, you know, seeking just basic shelter or a warm cup of coffee on a very cold day. Probably the last thing on the priority list they're worrying about is whether or not they're having too many calories.
Yeah, let me tell you, when they open up the back of the SUV, I get about six helpers.
Yeah, I'm sure
you do.
I mean,
it stimulates their energy to want to help get that out of there into the Oasis. It's fun, and it makes you feel good, and it's good for the kids to be a part of that. But your dad's situation, what was funny about that is, yeah, you know, when big things are happening in your life, the smallest little things like a milkshake mean a lot. And I didn't realize until after about the third time I did it that you tell me he's lactose intolerant. I go, what? He never told me that. And when I would call him, say, hey, I'm coming, he says, chocolate this time or vanilla. And I think, oh, God, now what do I do? So I brought it anyway.
That's exactly right. All right, one last break. We'll wrap things up with Kevin. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will be with us. Terry Hamill is going to be in from the Convention and Visitors Bureau about Christmas in downtown. And I just opened up. Look at this invitation.
Oh, that's awesome.
The transfer house, be our guest.
Die cut.
Huh?
That's a die cut card.
It's reveal day.
Listen to you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You don't look at how beautiful it is. You look at how well done it was cut out of the...
It's cut out in the shape of the transfer house. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And then not one, but two Tom Nolan actual physical Christmas cards.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah. Interesting to get mail. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 38, and tonight clear with a low around 23. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 48, and Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 54. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:56.
You talk tires. You need to talk about who you can trust. Palmer Tire is now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires. Palmer Tire is the area's only Michelin and Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell them which kind of car you drive and they'll go over all the numbers with you. The number you really need to remember, though, is 875-4266. They'll take the time to talk tire size, speed rating, load index, tire pressure, and of course, price. Talk to someone. Palmer Tire, your Goodyear and Michelin tire dealer.
You know Bob Brady is Decatur's favorite place to buy a car, but did you know Brady's also Decatur's best place to sell your car?
Brady's buying.
You have a car you've been meaning to sell? We get it. You don't want to run an ad, take the calls, put up with endless test drives, haggling, and ultimately, you've got a bunch of paperwork to deal with when you sell it yourself.
Let Brady buy it.
It's easy. All you have to do is bring it in. With most vehicles, we can make an offer your first visit. Bring your title or loan papers and get ready to get paid. We do the paperwork.
Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll buy yours.
You'll get true NADA book values and top dollar for all types of vehicles. Not running? No problem. We bid non-working vehicles too. Don't let it sit there in your garage or driveway. Get rid of the headache. Ditch the eyesore. Stop draining your bank account with license and insurance payments. Sell it to Bob Brady today.
At both locations.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall, just off I-72 at exit 144 in Decatur, or Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a, what is it, Monday? It's crazy, Thanksgiving week. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction took place, what, in late October, mid-October? And they had the broadcast Saturday night on HBO, which is really entertaining. It was like 3.5 hours, and it was full of great stuff. I will tell you, as we have Kevin in the studios here, and the mayor is going to join us next, I'll bring it to you full circle. The Go-Go's were honored and inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it took me back. I have a full-scale memory of being in probably the sixth grade, going to Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the campus of Millikan University. You know that PASS program, they used to call it, where they would bus kids in for performances. They still do this to this day.
Still call it the PASS program.
Is it still called the PASS program? Okay, great. I'll give you my Go-Go's moment as a sixth grader and then watching them get inducted into the Hall of Fame on Saturday night. Plus, I thought King Richard was amazing. Will Smith is as good in that movie as he has ever been in anything in his life and career.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.